Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, if you want to check us out on the stream, we're on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. But fired up to get to the BetQL guest line, talk to our friend Trevor Sikkema, Tampa Bay Trey on X, Pro Football Focus lead draft analyst. Trevor, what's up, dude? How are you, bud?
I'm doing fantastic, fellas. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Are you just completely gassed, or did you just sleep all day yesterday? I imagine you've been busy.
Thankfully, this morning, I did not have to set an alarm on my phone. So we caught up over the last couple of days of very little sleep from the draft weekend. But, you know, that's the grind that we sign up for. So it was just it was an expected thing. And I will just say I'm glad to be on the other side here having a good night of sleep under me for the first time in a while.
Yeah, I get it, man. I get it.
I know what you mean.
I was in Ashburn, and then I got to cover the Caps last night, and they got their ass kicked. So I'm ready for a good night's sleep tonight. Let's talk about what Washington did. Daniels at two, to me, was the right call. Let's start there. Where did you land on Daniels versus May, or was it even like a contest?
Yeah, so I like Drake May better. Drake May was my number two quarterback in this class. And so if I would have been calling the shots, I would have been taking Drake May at number two. All that to say, the fit still does make sense here, especially with Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator, right? For as much as I look at Jaden Daniels and I see a more streamlined role from what success he had at LSU and maybe what you don't want to ask him to do right away at the NFL level, which is sort of, you know, throwing over the middle, in between the numbers, intermediate parts of the field, those kinds of things. That's not really what Cliff Kingsbury did, certainly when he came into the league. If you looked at 2019 and 2022, when Kingsbury was the head coach of the Cardinals, they were just 23rd in the NFL with throws over the intermediate middle of the field. He liked to attack outside the sideline with that spread offense, truly taking everything as horizontal as possible. And that's exactly where Jaden Daniels succeeded last year at LSU. So as much as I would have taken May at two because I thought he was the better prospect, the fit and the player and the style should still yield really good results early on if they can get the chemistry down in mini camp and in training camp. So that was kind of my thoughts on it. I'm still just as excited to see what Daniels is going to be able to do with Kingsbury. And I'll just say this too. You know, I liked Daniels' landing spot with Washington a lot more than I liked anybody who was going to go to New England, right? So yeah. I think that we could get the best version of Jaden Daniels now that he does end up a Washington Commander.
The thing about it, like you said that Drake was the best prospect. What makes him a better prospect in your eyes?
So I just think he has better arm talent than Jaden does. You know, when I watch Jaden Daniels, like I think he has an adequate arm for the NFL level. But I think that his fundamentals are so fantastic. Like I think his fundamentals are the best of any quarterback in this class. You look at how repeatable his throwing motion was from his footwork all the way through the follow through. Just it's the exact same every time. And that's a big reason why you saw that consistent success from him at the college level. But I think those ideal fundamentals kind of maximized exactly what his arm strength can be. And yet I saw maybe less ideal fundamentals from guys like May or Caleb Williams at times. And that ball still just fires off their hand like a rocket. And so whether it's distance, velocity, you know, late throws, maybe seeing a second late, these guys just have that arm talent to be able to zip the ball in there with incredible velocity and pace and a lot of natural accuracy to it as well. So that's ultimately why I just look at those guys and their arm talent, what they did over the last couple of years, and it's just big-time throws all over the field. Like with May, there's so much experience throwing over the middle of the field, and I'm a big believer that you've got to be able to do that at a consistent level at the NFL stage, and I just didn't see it a lot from Daniels. And again, that's not to say that he can't do it, but the reason why I had more faith in May is just that arm talent, I believe in it a little bit more, and I think there's just diversity of where he put the football using that great arm over the last couple of seasons. So that's kind of how I came to that conclusion, although obviously these two guys, I gave May a solid first-round grade. I gave Jaden Daniels like a late first-round grade. So they are close, and it just kind of depended on where they were going to land to see who can maximize what they do best.
Talking with Trevor Sikkema here from Pro Football Focus. You know, the quarterback play eventually will probably determine how we view this draft as a success or not. But as you get down the draft board, top of the second round, kind of a surprise to some just for the positional need. What do you think of Johnny Newton, the big D tackle out of Illinois?
Oh, he's awesome. There's no way this guy should have been a second round pick. No way. Over the last 2 years, you know, cumulatively, so if you take PFF grades from both the 2022 and the 2023 season, he had an overall elite run defense grade and an elite pass rushing grade. Yeah, I didn't get any better than that. And so I think he's a better pass rusher than he is a run defender. A lot of his good run defense plays are him still really shooting gaps very fast, getting into the backfield, being able to shed the blocks quickly. Not as much like, hey, I'm going to hold the line of scrimmage type of a player. But certainly, again, you talk about the fit for Washington. They've already got two great guys in their interior in the middle and Payne and Allen. And so you basically have a chance to where you are easing Newton into his pro career, and you're doing so by putting him in really advantageous situations, getting him in there as a rotational three tech. You allow him to really just pin his ears back and get after the quarterback. And I think that you'll see the block shedding, the motor, how fast his hands are. Like he had the Jones fracture in his foot, and I have to imagine that's what pushed him to the top of the second round. But you have surgery, you know, you recover, you take it the way that you need to, you rehab it the way you need to, and you get back out on the field and you play well. And when he's out there and when he's healthy, man, I mean, he was just straight up one of the best players in all of college football over the last 2 years. I really do believe that. Another thing about Newton is sometimes people were like, okay, well, you see the flash of where's the consistency. Newton played a ton over the last couple of years. Like we're talking like 600-700 snaps a year.
That's crazy.
You're not really going to see that at the NFL level. You're going to hone that down a little bit, maybe more towards 500 snaps a year. This guy's going to be more fresh. He's going to be more ready. I love Johnny Newton. He was a top 15 player for me. So for Washington to get him at the top of the second round, that's true best player available approach, and I loved it.
What is your overall grade of them? How did you think they do? They did.
No, I think Washington really well. You know, I think that this is like a B+, A- type of a draft. And especially when you look at really being able to hone in on what they needed with the quarterback position, you get that at number two, that's kind of the obvious. But then, yeah, you get into the top of the second round there, really good football players in Johnny Newton and Mike Sambrastil. You get those two guys there. I like, you know, the addition of Ben Sennett, I think is going to be nice for their offense. I was thinking, man, all right, you picked Sennett, who is a fine football player over an offensive lineman, but then they go ahead and get Brandon Coleman, who I think is one of the best developmental offensive tackles as well. I like Jordan McGee, the type of football player that he is, even if he's just a rotational linebacker and special teams player. This is somebody who earned a single-digit number 2 years in a row when he was playing at Temple. And for anybody that doesn't know, getting a single-digit number at Temple isn't just, oh, you're the best player, you're the highest recruit, we're going to let you pick a single-digit number. You have to get voted by your coaches and teammates to earn a single-digit number when you play at Temple. That's that Temple tough mentality, and Jordan McGee was able to do that. So he is somebody that I'm super excited about with this team as well. Dominique Hampton, I'm really looking forward to seeing how they utilize him. It's funny that they also added Tyler Owens from Texas Tech after the draft, because these are two very unique, massive, strong safety/linebacker hybrid players, which you know Dan Quinn likes to use. We saw that in Jaron Kearse. So, man, I when I look at this draft, the only reason why it's not just a straight A probably for me is – they just didn't take my higher quarterback at number two overall. But hey, if you love Daniels, it's really hard to look at the rest of this draft and not think that they just hit it out of the park here with the first year in this new regime.
I want to circle back to Coleman. You said he's one of the best developmental tackle prospects in this draft. I think everybody knew they were going quarterback, and then the other glaring need for them was left tackle. What do you see in Coleman, and how far away is he from being able to play, ideally, left tackle in the NFL?
Yeah, look, I don't know who they're going to trot out there, you know, week one at left tackle. I think Coleman has the talent to be a starting left tackle in this league for a while, but it might take some time. And when you look at his background, this is somebody who grew up in Germany because his father was part of the military, so he was stationed over there. His family was over there, so he spent a lot of time growing up in Germany. Comes over to the States, and he actually wanted to play basketball first, so he's kind of pursuing basketball a little bit. Only picked up football his junior year of high school, so he's obviously under-recruited, only playing the game for 2 years. Ends up going to a junior college, then he transfers over to TCU. They used him as both a left tackle and a left guard throughout his time there. But you just watch the movement skills, the overall build, the natural strength from him, and it's all there. Now, the consistencies, we're still working on it. You know, sometimes pass rushers, the ones that have a really good pass rush plan, know exactly what to do. You'll see, they'll get him too quick and he can't recover. But of those times where he really just gets to stand in front of people, he can lock his hands inside. He can keep them blocked and avoid getting those sheds in there. And he can mirror. He's got good footwork for a player that's his size. So the thing is, I don't know if you're going to want to throw that out there right away, but he is somebody who I love that if they were able to come away with an offensive tackle, the way that they navigated it, I think, was perfect to invest in. So it might not be a year one thing, but here's the thing. I don't think Washington just as a whole is a year one thing, right? I mean, you're thinking maybe
they're building for
2025 is really that year where you're going to try to take off and really accelerate that winning window, and then you hope that window is wide open in 2026. So Coleman's development, is, in my opinion, can be right in line with when this team is really coming into their own and flourishing.
I agree with you. I like the Coleman pick. What can you tell us about Ben Sennett? Sennett, the tight end they drafted. Some thought that was maybe a little early for him. I think the guy can play. I think, especially with his versatility at and behind the line of scrimmage, pre-snap will really suit Kingsbury. What did you think of that pick?
Yeah, look, I also thought it was a little bit early, but it's a good football player, right? And especially when you look at the class as a whole, you're glad that you got that guy on your team. So on draft weekend, you know, while the picks are coming in, he's a selection, and you go, man, I don't think they had picked offensive tackle at all at that point. So you're saying to yourself, like, man, okay, all right, you must really like this dude. But now that the class is kind of done and you look at the names, you love that you brought him in. Now, this is a super versatile athlete. Yeah, he played 6 sports growing up, you know, team sports, individual sports. He was all over the place. He played hockey, he played basketball, he played tennis, he played golf. Obviously, he played football. And so this is that versatile tag that you see on the football field is just a manifestation of kind of his childhood growing up as a natural athlete coming from a naturally athletic family as well. I know he's got his parents and his siblings are that way too. So Sennett is just somebody who, like you mentioned, you can use all over the field. I think he was best used when he was kind of a backfield, like a wing back player, like a step off the line of scrimmage. You give him that flexibility to be able to come across the line of scrimmage and block and split zone concepts. You allow him to get those free releases if he's going up the field, whether it's to the seam or to the sideline. So this is somebody who, ton of versatility in how you're going to utilize him. And again, for Cliff Kingsbury, being able to have a personnel on the field where you can set up in one formation, take a look at the defense, Daniels makes a call, boom, all of a sudden everything flips. And now you have a tight end who might have been in line or attached to the line of scrimmage before. Now you're really manipulating the defense because he's going out to the slot or he's going out to the sideline as an X receiver, and you're really forcing that pre-snap communication from the defense. And he's somebody who I think can put a stress on you in a lot of ways because of everything he can do.
How do you see them using Luke McCaffrey?
Yeah, it's got to be as a big slot, right? I mean, I think that's where he was most successful in college. And, you know, he's got an interesting background as well. Obviously, the son of Super Bowl champion Ed McCaffrey is the brother of Christian McCaffrey. You know, when he was coming through high school, I believe his dad was his high school coach, and he had some older brothers as well. So when he started his high school football career, he was a wide receiver. But I believe it was either his sophomore or junior year when his brothers had graduated, he actually changed to quarterbacks. And then he played quarterback for the last 2 years that he was in high school. He goes to Nebraska as actually a quarterback and kind of battles for the starting job and had some playing time here and there. But it ended up, he just realized that his future was not at the quarterback position. So he ends up transferring to Rice, ends up becoming a wide receiver full time. And he's got a bigger, longer build. He's not as big as his dad is. He's not as explosive as his brother is. But he's just a really, really good football player. And I think you see that in the nuance of how he is able to win at the position, even with not necessarily playing wide receiver at a high level very long. And so to me, he brings you that height and that size. When you put him in the slot, it's not just this small slot receiver. You know, he gives you that plus length and plus height ability that's sometimes a really big mismatch when a team says, hey, okay, well, our best corner or our best option for the slot, I should say, is a smaller corner. Well, all of a sudden, he could be a really nice mismatch for you, run a lot of different routes. And when you give him those two-way goes in space, he is somebody who can manipulate leverages, understands how to win at the position. So that's kind of how I see them utilizing him.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, he's immediately the biggest receiver on their roster, which is interesting that he then will be in the slot. Zooming out from Washington, because I think, you know, Washington did well. The Daniels pick is going to determine if it's a success or not. Who do you think had maybe the best and the worst draft kind of league-wide?
Yeah, I think that there's a handful of teams that really had great drafts. I think the two teams, once again, that knocked it out of the park just like they did last year, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, Howie Roseman is just a masterclass drafter at this point. I mean, he can teach – he could go around the country and teach seminars on how to do this thing. I mean, having one major need on your team at cornerback – and somehow coming away with both Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean is just unbelievable. Then getting high-profile guys like Jalix Hunt and Johnny Wilson as well. I mean, it just this team was so phenomenal, the way that they drafted and how they supplemented their few needs to keep their winning window pretty wide open, in my opinion. And then the Steelers, man, we had questions with their offensive line going into the draft. And Troy Faltanu, Zach Frazier, Mason McCormick, I mean, Broderick Jones last year, if you combine it like that, within the span of a year, they have completely transformed their offensive line, which is something that I think they really needed. You know, sometimes teams go into the draft and they go, okay, well, we drafted – like when the Steelers took Troy Faltanu at number 20. Sometimes teams will go, okay, we checked that box, we got an offensive lineman, let's go somewhere else. But Zach Frazier is sitting there waiting for him at the second round, and they go, well, we can't pass this guy up. And so they do it. And then Mason McCormick's sitting there waiting for him in the fourth round. They go, okay, well, we can't pass on this. And I love that they allowed themselves to take the best players where they really felt their football team could get better. Drafts that I didn't love, the Falcons is the one that everybody talks about. There's obviously a route to where this can work out for the Falcons. You know, if Kirk Cousins plays really well for a couple of years, he sets the tone, he sets the culture, this becomes a playoff team, they win the division for a couple of years, you know, maybe make a Super Bowl run here or just get deep into the playoffs, and then Penix kind of takes over and is able to even get them to the next level, then their entire strategy is worth it, right? But when I look at where the Falcons are right now, I look at a division that is sort of up for grabs, even for as much as, you know, the Bucs won the division last year. They brought a lot of those players back. Some of those players are getting older, and it's not like the Bucs completely took the division by the horns. So I thought this was the Falcons' time, right? You spend all that money for Kirk Cousins to be able to become the top NFC South team and really guarantee yourself a shot at the postseason over the next couple of years. And I think they could have really used a defensive player or just an impact player overall. Romo Odunze was there. Leiatu Latu was there. Any of the corners were there. And I think now that you look at that roster and you say, all right, sure, they got a lot of young defensive pieces in there, but how much better did the Falcons really get? And I think the time will tell, and obviously these players could outperform their draft statuses really well, but it's hard to look at on paper what the Falcons did and say, yes, this team is like absolutely the favorite now in the NFC South. I look at what they did after this offseason. I go, all right, well, they're still going to be in a dogfight, I think, with the Buccaneers and maybe even with the Saints if they could turn it around as well.
Last one. What do you think of Denver, Sean Payton's love affair with Bo Nix? I mean, the story he's trying to sell out in Denver is interesting, to say the least.
Look, I like Bo Nix a lot. I was pretty high on him throughout the process. I feel like I was somebody who believed in him as a draft prospect more than other draft analysts out there. And on top of that, this was my ideal landing spot for Nix. Yeah, him getting to work with Sean Payton, I feel like it's perfect. I'm not comparing Bo Nix to Drew Brees or anything, but you look at Brees at the end of his career, right? When his arm kind of started to fail him and he didn't have that elite arm anymore, Peyton still developed these offenses, and they had such great chemistry between head coach and offensive coordinator to be able to just get the ball exactly where it needed to be when it needed to be there. A completely on-script offense, and I think that's what Bo Nix does very, very well. And so you look at Denver, and they were in a situation where, okay, either they've got to trade multiple years' first-round picks to go up and try to get a quarterback, or they're going to sit here at 12, or they're going to trade back. Well, if they trade back, we already saw how the quarterback run happened. Five quarterbacks went off the board before they came on at number 12. So if they traded back, there is a good chance that Bo Nix actually would not have gotten to them wherever they traded, probably early 20s, to try to recoup a second and a third round pick. So instead, they get the guy who allows them to not have to start Jared Stidham week one in the season, and somebody to actually believe in, who I think is a really great, you know, type of player who can thrive in a Sean Payton offense.
It'll be fascinating to watch because Sean Payton, I mean, he had obviously everybody knows what he did.
A little crazy, too.
He seems a little crazy, but he did have Jameis cooking before Jameis got hurt that year. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Bo Nix, everything's at the line of scrimmage. Maybe that was just kind of the offense he was in. I wasn't surprised how fast all the quarterbacks went, but some of the locations, Penix was clearly a surprise. I think McCarthy might have. I honestly think you can – Caleb landed in a great spot. I think Jaden landed in a great spot, and I think McCarthy landed in a great spot. The other guys, a lot of moving parts.
Yep. No, I agree. I agree.
Dude, thank you for making time.
All right, Trevor.
I know
you,
I only texted you this morning. I appreciate you being able to do it.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Anytime.
All right.
All right, brother.
Trevor Sycamore, give him a follow at Tampa Bay Trey, T-R-E, does good work with Pro Football Focus. Now, this is Landfill's idea. It's not my idea. Brian, we're going to let the people speak. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. How you feeling? The draft is over. I feel pretty good. Brian feels pretty good.
Yep.
How are you feeling? Dude, we got almost 500 people watching the stream. I'll also take some comments from there. Phone lines open. Hit us up next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Tired of those lackluster cooling systems? Well, it's time to switch the rule and feel the difference. Thanks to the IRA Act, you can score up to $2,000 in tax credits on select heat pump systems. And Maryland residents, there's exclusive rebates from Rood just for you. Personally, I've been upgraded to three Rood 18-seat inverter heat pumps to stay cool at my house. Rood keeps me comfortable whether I'm chilling at home or hosting game day parties. So beat the heat this season and visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com. To see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, folks, NFL Draft is in the books. I'm on me,
baby.
I liked what Washington did. I think you did too, Brian.
Yep.
I think a lot of things will depend on Jaden Daniels and what he ends up being. After getting to speak to the young man for a little while and talk to a bunch of people that know him, know his circumstances, I got to talk to his agent. I don't know if I told you this, B. Talked to his agent about the emoji heard around the world. He's like, he was just like, man, that thing was blown way out of proportion. And I was like,
No one knew what the hell it meant, but we sure took some arguments about what we thought it meant.
Right. Agent was very cool, spoke with his mom. Very cool, just polite, excited people. I loved the low-key nature of a new quarterback getting rolled in without – there was no parade. There were no banners hanging from the ceiling because no one's accomplished anything. I just think it was all handled the right way.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I like the draft. If you're upset about the left tackle, they think they address left tackle. Maybe you know more than them. We'll find out. But let's take these calls. Mike is in PG County, going to lead us off. What up, Mike? What'd you think of the draft?
The draft was good. I'm a long time watching the fan. I love what they did. I love the changes. I've missed maybe 3-4 games at FedEx since it's opened. So I'm there all the time. The main thing I called about is I want to thank Brian. He came out to an event for my son yesterday. My son is a professional race car driver. He drives for Porsche. And I want to say thank you, man. You're great. My mom enjoyed meeting you. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, buddy.
That was fun out there, man.
I
thought that window was going to shatter. He was revving that car. That thing loud, boy.
I bet.
Definitely, man. That was a great event out there.
Daquan is in D.C. Daquan.
What up, Day?
What'd you think of the draft?
What up, JP? What up, B-Mitch?
What's up, baby?
Hey, man. So I've been a Commander fan, Redskins fan for the last 26 years, right? And this offseason arguably is the best I've seen, including the free agency and draft, because usually it's a couple head scratches here and there. I just wanted to know where this ranked with you guys in regards to the head scratches we usually pick.
I don't think we had no head scratches in this one, you know. But I'm like JP stated earlier, you got to wait and see what goes down. But they seem to – we went into this draft knowing positions of need. And whether or not they completely answered it or not, they touched on every one of them. And I just – I felt comfortable with that.
I think I like the draft a lot. I mean, if you care about the grades, you can go through. There's a lot of A grades. Sports Illustrated, Matt Verderam gave them an A+. I'm reading now. This was a straight up masterpiece. The Commanders got the best quarterback in the draft, as I see it, and then hammered the top 100, eschewing the relatively worthless picks that will be coming in rounds 4-7. This is one of the few drafts that I thought elevated a team from his pre-draft status into something promising. Could Washington be this year's Texans? I'm not ruling it out, and you shouldn't either. I'm not sure I agree with that. Thanks for the call, Daquan. One huge difference for Houston is that C.J. Stroud went to a team with an established offensive line. I don't think you could say that Washington has an established offensive line. But I like the draft, and I think if Daniels can hit the ground running, you might be on to something.
It'd be great. I think on paper, their offensive line is better than it was last year, on paper. I have no doubt in my mind they're going to play better at left tackle. With the what they have right now, I
think they'll be better at center.
So if the left tackle play is going to be better, the center's going to be better. We already got a right guard that we know is a mauler. I love that. We need Wiley to step up, and then we also have Badass. Okay, so ultimately, I'm expecting this offensive line to be better than what it was. And, you know, you just get some guys who can not be a turnstile. You're going to be a better offensive line.
I'm looking at some of these comments on the YouTube stream that I definitely can't say out loud. But shout out to Gerald P. He says, hello, B. Mitchell Finley.
Hello.
Hello, Gerald.
Bonjour.
I got Jupe is on the line. Jupe, what'd you think of the draft, man?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, good. Listen, I'm cool with the draft. You know what? Like, outside of Jaden Daniels, I don't know too much about the rest of the players they picked up. But my gut feels like they picked up players that has a chip on the shoulder that wants to come in and prove that they deserve to be in the league. People that's complaining about the tackle, like, let's give these people a shot. They obviously have a plan. And I'm thinking, too, with all these left tackles drafted, maybe somebody will get dropped or that we could pick up that possibly might still have something in the tank that could help us out. Also, too, always felt like it was going to take us more than one offseason to really say that we're here, we're in contention, minimum at least two offseasons to where we can really say, like, yeah, we're here, we can make a run to the Super Bowl. But overall, I like the draft. I want to see how they're going to blend it all together and what it look like on the field, fellas.
I'm with you. I like the draft, too. Thanks for the call, Juke. Appreciate you, buddy. I think, you know, it all starts with Daniels, obviously, but there's a lot more to it. I think I almost want to do a favorite draft pick non-Daniels division.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pick Friday or Saturday. I think for me, it's Sennett. I think he's really good. I think he's the right attitude, right kind of kid that'll come in and work hard. A lot of reason to like Sanastrill. You know, with Sikkema talking about Jordan McGee, I thought was pretty interesting. Maybe we'll go around and do that. Everybody, favorite draft pick non-Jaden Daniels division. Because I've had this debate with people. You can like whichever Washington Capitol you like, but your favorite Washington Capitol of the last 20 years, the answer is Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite Wizards player of the last 20 years is Gilbert. Like, sometimes it's cool to just like the best guy. Quarterback's what's most important, so quarterback's what's going to determine the draft. But what did you like beyond the quarterback?
There you go.
You know what I like beyond the quarterback? Making money and landing in a dope house. If you want to make some money selling your house or find the exact right spot for you and your family, check out our guy, John Leahy.
Just like Jennifer. Jennifer enjoyed working with John and his team the first time she bought a home in Baltimore County. When it came time to sell that same home a year and a half later, she reached out to John and his team again. And John and his team were determined to help their wonderful client achieve her goals. They went above and beyond to sell her current property in only 7 weeks at the price Jennifer needed to complete her move both smoothly and stress-free. Give the Leahy team a chance to go above and beyond for you. How about a guaranteed offer on your home? You can check out the details right now at johnsellsdmv.com. That's John without an H. You can go to, as we talk about, John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. Go to johnsellsdmv.com and find out your home's value in seconds. It only takes a few seconds to request an instant cash offer on your home also. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Now, listen, we all know that the housing market's going through the roof right now. If you want to sell your house but you're not sure it's all the way there, don't worry about it. Talk to John. He can help you get your house ready for the market by loaning you up to $50,000 to make repairs and upgrades, and then you just settle up with John on the back end at closing. Stuff like that is what makes the difference with a guy like John Leahy and his team. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. or if you overcame.
Two more reps, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Do you want to party? Do you want to dance?
See, this is why we need Landfill on the stream right now, dancing up a storm down, right there.
Down, 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 down.
All right.
Landfill is a behind-the-scenes dancer.
My favorite pick, non-Jaden Daniels division, I like the tight end Ben Sennett out of Kansas State. I think there's a lot of versatility there. I think it's also a position of need. I think Sennett comes in and plays well and plays right away. You have a favorite pick, non-Daniels division, B.
Favorite pick, non-Daniels. I'm going with Sennett.
All right. Two votes, Sennett. What say you, Jeffrey?
I told you early in the show, man, that was my guy, Ben Sennett.
We're a Ben Sennett show. Landini?
Just so it's not Ben Simmons, we good.
Yeah. No, my favorite pick in the draft is Christian McCaffrey's little brother.
Luke?
Yeah.
Big Luke?
Anytime you get the opportunity to draft the brother of like a perennial MVP candidate, you got to do it.
All right. Yep. Listen, it's your pick. Let's see what Jay in D.C. says. Jay, who was your favorite pick they made beyond Jaden Daniels?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, my favorite pick is either the edge rusher from Washington or either the linebacker, man. I think they come in with swag and they add a little bit of toughness to our defense. But I just want to say, as far as the draft, man, if this was any other team, man, they would have flat out across the board, they'd have said, we stole the draft and we got an A+. But because we are who we are, they always judge us on the curve. And I think we did an awesome job because they didn't mortgage the future, trying to move up to get Caleb Williams, trade net. They didn't sell off the future just to jump back in the first round, low first round, to get a tackle. They stayed true to their beliefs and what they felt. I think we got position. You got to base your draft based on what we did in free agency. And based on what we did in free agency, I think everything that we drafted was perfect for our team. I think we killed it. I think we should have had one of the best draft ratings out of anybody. They're going to be Philly, man. They got three corners, man. So what? Why? Because Philly, because that's who they've been doing, man. Look, I think we did awesome, man, and I'm behind them. And on top of that, don't forget to add in what they did with Daryl Green right before. So that just killed it, man. So it's 100 for us, man.
Thank you, Jay.
And I think that was cool to get Roger Goodell involved and him to do that naturally like that.
Yeah.
That was some class.
The Daryl stuff was awesome.
I don't think he would have did it with the other owner in place.
Probably not.
Probably so. Nope. Can't do it.
I agree. I think don't get caught up in Philly getting a good draft grade. Like, who cares? Let's see what happens when they play. I think we'll get the schedule here in about 10 days or so. Usually, I don't think this week, but I think next Thursday, I think is the 9th. I think we'll get the NFL schedule. That'll be a lot of fun to kind of start putting this together. Mark Block on the stream says, Sanastrill and Johnny Newton are his favorite picks, non-Jaden Daniels. I think a lot of people have come around on the Johnny Daniels thing. I think when they, not Johnny Daniels, that's my buddy J-Rock, on the Johnny Newton pick, because I think there was a lot of reaction immediately that they didn't trade up, and then, oh my God, they took a D-tackle, they've got D-tackles, they're paying two D-tackles $45 million, like, what are you doing? And
you know what you have to do in football? Pay to play.
Right.
Okay. Andy Reid got rid of Tyreek Hill. They won the Super Bowl anyway. Who do they draft this year? Somebody that runs like Tyreek Hill, right? I don't know if he's going to be as good as Tyreek Hill, but I tell you one thing, you will not be crowding the box on the Kansas City Chiefs anymore. So you keep going, get people that's going to enable you an opportunity to win. Our fans have to learn this is a business. We fall in love with players. They have to keep winning or they lose their jobs. They're going to find a way.
Agree with you there. I think, one question that I think is realist, is worth discussion, is Washington made a decision. You brought up the Chiefs. So Buffalo makes the decision to trade out of their pick, allow mm-hmm. Kansas City to move up. Kansas City takes Xavier Worthy, the fastest guy in the draft.
Fast.
Arguably the fastest guy in combine history. That, I think you could question. Right? Like, all right, well, Buffalo, you're trying to get past the Chiefs, and now you just allowed them to move up.
And you
up.
Got rid of your other receiver that was damn good.
Right. You allowed them to move up and take a guy that might burn you when the games matter most. I do want to have this discussion. Our guy Mitch Tischler is joining us next. Are you concerned that Washington allowed Philly to trade up, get the corner, Cooper DeJean, and will Cooper DeJean be driving them crazy for the next decade? That's a real question. Interdivision trades are a real question. Now, Adam Peters was asked that question and gave a very thorough answer. We'll get into all that with Mitch. If you're on the line, stay there. We'll take calls throughout the day. Nobody go anywhere. We're halfway home. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.